My God, it was 25
what?
Years ago when we first heard this. Ah, bless. And today it has been revealed that OnPost has unveiled a set of stamps marking the 25 years of the legendary sitcom Father Ted. Can you believe it? 25 years. The stamps and special editions celebrating the characters and their famous lines are available online. You can go to www.onpost/FatherTed. And also they're available in main post offices nationwide right now as we speak. But to tell us more, let's chat with a star of EastEnders, Shameless and Angela's Ashes. But she will be forever best known for the tea-foisting role as Mrs. Doyle in Father Ted. Go on. It's Pauline McLean. Good morning. Hey.
Good morning.
Go on, morning.
How could it be 25 years? Surely I'm not old enough to have played an old crone 25 years ago.
We're also in denial.
Yeah.
I know. It's all that you're left with as you grow older is denial. You know, that river in Egypt. Yeah. But yes, it's like, what an honour.
Yes.
We now have stamps. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that there's a bigger thing than you could have.
I don't think there is, unless they erect a monument in the St. Phoenix Park to you.
Yes.
I think, and I don't know if that'll happen soon, but...
Well, I often, because I'm a Northsider, I often nip into the Phoenix Park and leave a little art to celebrate myself. But that's another thing, and the matter is with the courts.
I'm looking at the picture, well, I'm looking at the stamps, and just, it is a huge honour for the state to actually, you know, bestow upon you. It's almost like being knighted in England,
isn't
you know?
It? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're very, very beautiful. I've got to tell the people, paint a picture on the radio for people so that they'll flock in and get them, because I know that later on I go down to the GPO now to have my picture taken with them in a little frame.
Ah.
And after that, I'm going to buy myself a few books of them because, you know, in these strange times, there's nothing better than to send a letter to someone, is there, you know, or a card.
Oh, it's lovely.
And
yes.
These are really inspirational stamps because it's like they're quotes from Ted.
Yes.
And so there's one for each of the Fab Four, as I like to call us.
Yeah.
So for myself, of course, it's "Will you have a cup of tea, Father?" That would be an ecumenical matter, which is, can I say, the answer to many, many questions. You know, if you just don't know, just say that would be an ecumenical matter. The money was just resting in my account. Another one that's very, very handy in these times.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's Mad Ted from Father Dougal McGuire.
Which we all say every day of the week to something. Oh, it's Mad Ted.
I tell you. So, and you know, on top of the fact that they're inspirational and you could use them in strange times, and we do live in those, you know, they're also very beautiful because it's as if they're printed on the wallpaper from the Father Ted house.
Yeah.
Now, oh, I know what you mean.
You know,
oldie-worldie.
Yeah. I mean, and particularly the, if I remember correctly, and I don't remember Father Ted as well as a load of people out there who are fans, but this beautiful green wallpaper in the living room of the parish house, and it never changed from series one to the end, and it is the backing for, you know, a version of it is the backing for one of the stamps. Oh, they're just gorgeous.
Pauline, who rings you to tell you that you're going to be a face on
or
a stamp?
Do they?
Who makes that call? Was it Michael D. Higgins? I hope it was.
I'd heard a rumour through other people. It was, you know, it was down through the whispers it came. And so I rang around and said, is that you? It's kind of like when Mrs. Doyle knows that the, you know, that the pop star is coming to the... but they took it to mean, is it true that we're going to be on a stamp? And yes, there we are now.
Yeah.
But it's just, I cannot tell you the level of excitement in this old gal.
The other thing we wanted to know was, did you choose the photo, the picture, the style, or was that good? Because, I mean, it is, you know, Miss Doyle, complete.
I can't be left with decisions like that. And I'll tell you why. Too much choice and my head explodes.
Yeah.
Because it's like when people say to you, what's your favourite episode? The one I always come back to is the milk van, where it's speed 3.
Yeah.
But if I was asked for my favourite moment or my favourite episode, it changes from day to day. So I would have gone, Yeah, that photo. Or, oh, look at, no, I like the blouse and that one. I am the only one, I think, me and the costume lady, who rate shows by the blouse that Mrs. Dowd, or the selection of blouses that she wore. You know, and one of the saddest things, and yet one of the happiest moments of my life, is between one series and another at one stage, I had a little pink coat that I used to wear for outdoors. It wasn't much of a coat, and the pink was probably too close to the colour of my own skin, so I'm sure I was invisible when I was wearing it. But I wore it one, you know, an episode in one series, and I'd obviously been eating a sweet on the set, and when I got it back, and it was hired, it wasn't my own coat, it was hired out of the BBC costume department, and when it came back the following year when we were making another series, the little sweet wrapper was still in the pocket. No one had worn it since, nor indeed had it been cleaned, mind you. But there you go.
Oh, bless. You will. Was that written for you, or did that just sort of happen, or was it part... I mean, did you have much say in how Mrs. Doyle evolved?
Well, I think that, you know, all of the characters came fully formed from the genius brains of the writers.
Yeah.
But what happened after the first series was they started to write to your strengths, if you like, you know, as the character. And because they knew that they had, at the time, a younger lady than Mrs. Doyle, playing Mrs. Doyle, and they knew I loved to throw myself around, so I got a lot of, you know, throw myself off windowsills and so on. Stunts, if you like.
I was
famous for one take only on the stunts, which was great, you know, like it was kind of a matter of pride. So there was that. And also, you know, if they knew that you could deliver a complicated line very, very quickly, you get that as well, you know. So it was great, like they do things like that for you. And I remember going to a match in Chelsea once with Arthur Matthews, the soccer ball match, and we were looking across at the Chelsea pensioners, because they all go in their lovely red uniforms and the whole lot. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, look, aren't they great? And wouldn't it be great to see all of the priests having a game of football? And from that came the oldest teams in the world. So, you know, the odd time there'd be something you said or did would turn up.
Yeah. But look, it's amazing. You're on a stamp. We're going to take a quick break. Can you hang on for 5 minutes?
On a stamp.
I want to take a quick break, because you are a legend and you're the first person I've ever spoken to who's on a stamp.
Me too.
So, long may you continue.
I'm going to develop a wave to go with this.
It's a two-handed wave. So we're going to play a quick track. I want to come back because we do a thing when we have very special alumni on the show, and it's the last five questions you'll ever be asked.
Okay.